Police brutality or police violence is legally defined as a civil rights violation where officers exercise undue or excessive force against a civilian. This includes but is not limited to physical or verbal harassment, physical or mental injury, property damage, and death. But we'll be talking about this and more on this episode of Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 8th ever episode of Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. I'm your host, Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. Before we get started, I do want to say thank you to Alicia Rose and Brianna Tolson, two of my newest supporters, and also that you all can financially support me and ensure the possibility of future episodes by going to anchor.fm/Tolson/support. Again, that is anchor.fm/Tolson/support. Now let's get into the verbal disclaimer. This episode of Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist, is especially for those without an open mind. From the title, you already know that this topic is something that many of you will not be able to listen to and understand the severity of. This episode covers a very controversial topic of police brutality. Opinions stated in this episode are those of solely the person that says them, not of Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Radio Public, Google, Apple, or anyone else. Viewer discretion is advised. For the past few days, black people like myself and people who stand in solidarity with black people have been protesting both peacefully and violently, both online and offline, for justice for George Floyd, but also for change to be made in the way black people and law enforcement interact. I talked to two people varying in races, genders, and viewpoints, all in my age group, about police brutality. Listen to what they had to say. Please welcome my next guest, the Vice President of the Diversity Student Union, Brianna Burke. Brianna, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. So you already know what the topic today is. It's about police brutality and how it's so evident in today's world, especially, you know, in recent times with George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and all of these new cases that are happening. Yes. So 53% of voters say that race relations have gotten worse under Trump. How are you feeling about that?
I honestly feel like that is slightly true, but, like, okay, so police brutality is kind of, like, kicking, like, in, like, getting a head start, I guess, like, especially, like, recently, which we have been under Trump, but you can't really blame, like, 100% of it on him, because he's not the one telling, like, all these officers to, like, oh, make sure you do this, this, and that, but it has been underneath his, like, while he's in office, all this has been happening.
Right. So, George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, how have cases like George Floyd and Breonna Taylor's, how have they affected your view on police officers?
It's made my view on them, like, terrible. And, like, how everybody says, like, ACAB, 1312, all that. Like, I don't, like, 100% agree that all cops are bad, because you do have some that are good, and you, like, can see, like, some of that just scrolling through Instagram and, like, going on the news. You can kind of see some of, like, the good officers. But I will say that a lot of them are bad and corrupt and have, like, terrible ideas and thoughts, which have, like, with George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, all these, like, new cases that have been coming out, I've, like, been seeing as, like, the cops are bad. So that's just kind of made my view on them terrible.
Now, you said your view on them is terrible, which is a lot of people's view on cops. A lot of them, you know, are terrible and people are looking for change, which has resulted in protests, which some of them have been peaceful and others have turned into riots and looting. How are you feeling about that?
So with the peaceful protests, I 100% agree with them. Like, I think that's what we should be doing. But then with the riots and looting and such, I don't 100% agree with, like, looting, like, businesses, but the time that they looted the Minneapolis Target, I agreed with that, because that Target was funding that police department, so I see why they would loot that Target. But for, like, in other states, for, like, here, looting, like, the Walmarts and stuff, I didn't 100% agree with that. I feel like people are just kind of using it as, like, a way to just do whatever they want.
All right, so from the peaceful protests and the rioting and the looting, do you think that some change will come out of it?
I honestly do, because if you, like, look at it, you don't hear about all the peaceful protests. You hear about all the riots and the looting and how upset people are. So I feel like somebody's going to, like it's going to click in somebody's head, like, something's not right here, and we need to make a difference and change something about what's going on.
What do you think? How do you think that police brutality can be prevented in the future?
Honestly, it's, like, I hate to say it, but it's not really preventable. Like, it's kind of a learned thing. Like, you have to be taught, like, right from wrong. And you get to choose what's right and wrong in your, like, morals and things. And some people just have, like, a bad mindset about other human beings. And, like, that's not something you can just, like, take a class on and change. But we do need to educate people about certain issues that have been going on.
Right. Earlier you mentioned the All Lives Matter movement. How are you feeling about the All Lives Matter movement in contrast with the Black Lives Matter movement?
So as I see it, is all lives cannot matter until Black lives matter. And when I say that, I don't mean as in everyone's life doesn't matter, because everyone has a life and everyone's life does matter. But for someone to say all lives matter, it's not true, because Black lives don't matter.
Right. Have you heard about the Captain David Dorn situation?
I haven't heard much about it. I've just kind of, like, skimmed through it.
Right. How are you feeling about it from what you've heard?
I don't really know. Like, it's kind of like, I don't see, like, any good coming out of this for him, at least.
All right. Do you have any statements that you would like to make on about police brutality or anything else?
Not really. I just know that police brutality needs to have come to a stop, because it's not right. And if anyone sees that it is right, there's something wrong.
Right. All right. So do you have any charities that you support?
The Black Lives Matter Defund Police.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it in my Instagram bio. My Instagram is Bree, B-R-Y, the meanie.
Thank you. That would be all for today.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Please help me welcome my friend, Josh Smith. How are you doing today, Josh?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, you already know the topic for today is police brutality and, you know, the viewpoints of it from the young people in America. And we are the young people. We're the next upcoming generation. So I'm going to go ahead and get straight into it. 53% of voters say that racial relations have gotten worse while under President Trump. How are you feeling about that?
I feel like it's true, because Trump has basically showed all of his people that voted for him that it's okay to be openly racist. Coming from a viewpoint where my half-brother is mixed, my stepfather is Black or African-American, it's disturbing to me to see that is now becoming an openly positive thing where everybody can do it. And I don't think it's okay.
Right. Speaking about race relations, George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, you know about those cases, right?
Yes.
How have those cases changed your viewpoint? How have those cases and cases like those, like Tamir Rice and Ahmaud Arbery, how have cases like those changed your viewpoint on law enforcement?
Well, my viewpoint on law enforcement has always been at a young age to where I do not trust police in certain ways for certain reasons. But
right.
I feel like now it is changing other people's perspective, because they have told us from when police and law enforcement had just begun that they're there to serve and protect us. But as it has grown, we have law enforcement officers that use their power to abuse the rights of other people.
Right.
We physically beat and intimidate African Americans and some other races. And it's not okay. It shouldn't be happening. If you're there to serve and protect, what are you doing intimidating and scaring the children?
All right. Speaking about George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, From those cases, peaceful protests have come out, and peaceful protests have come out, and some of those peaceful protests have turned into riots and looting. How are you feeling about those?
Peaceful protests, in my opinion, are okay. Just the peaceful ones, because people are right. Our voices do need to be heard. We need to show the world that, look, no other race or what we shall call or divide ourselves into is called race, mm-hmm. is superior to any other, which is not true. Because me being a religious person, I believe in Christ, that we were all one race before God changed everything.
Right.
So for us to sit there and be like, oh, you're a different color than me. I'm smarter, stronger, better. It's just not okay. And we do need to be heard over that. But at the same time, all this looting and violent riots are not okay. Because what is looting doing? Our voices, other than show that we are being as what they told us we were.
Right.
And then the looting, what is looting doing? You're just taking stuff without asking.
Right.
There are people who work their ass off trying to get money to feed their family or to get their family stuff. And you're just gonna go out and take it because you're angry. It don't make no sense to me.
Right.
And the riots. And the riots, especially when you got people saying, "Oh, we're gonna go and start a riot in these certain white neighborhoods." I just moved into a white neighborhood, so right. me being a big brother and being surrounded by my family and neighbors who I just met and I think are pretty. Cool, it's not okay for you to sit there and say you're going to run in our neighborhood and start a riot and rob houses and things like that. Right. Especially when you got kids in that neighborhood. Like my sister, she just turned, I think, 10 or 11, just going to start middle school. And you're going to go ahead and try and rob our house, which could end up in her dying. That's not right.
Right. From all the protests and the rioting and the looting, do you think any change will happen? Any institutional change?
I think that it's just gonna, all the rioting and looting is just gonna continue to drag on all the police brutality and everything like that. If we are heard in a peaceful manner, showing them that we don't want war, we do not want violence. We just want to be treated as equals. We just want to be treated as a family, as one race. Then everything will be fine. But all the rioting and stuff is going to drag everything.
Right. You mentioned earlier about people killing innocent people in white neighborhoods. Have you heard about the Captain David Dorn situation?
No.
Captain David Dorn was a 77-year-old African-American who served 38 years with the St. Louis PD, and he was shot and killed by looters while protecting his friend's pawn shop. How are you feeling about that?
It just goes to show, like, why do you need to rob something so that we are all equal?
Right.
Because it doesn't show it at all. It shows ignorance that you more than likely cannot be trusted.
Right.
And it's just to the point where we need to think and ask ourselves, is this really what we want to show for?
Right. Let me see. How do you think that police brutality can be prevented?
In a way, the people can help. But also, okay. In another way, we have, like, white, my race, white all of our ancestors, we need to help.
Right.
Because I don't know if you saw the video of the woman asking a giant white classroom if they would love to be treated like black people.
Right? Yeah, Jane Elliott.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that video. I think,
That same question. Do we want to be treated like they are? Half of us, or more than likely all of us, are going to say no, we don't.
Right.
And it's that right there that shows us this isn't okay. We know what half of our race is doing, and we're just not caring.
Right.
So
I want to add. Go ahead.
In my opinion, us as a people need to do it just as much as the police do. Relook at some of their offices.
Right. I want to ask your opinion on the All Lives Matter movement in contrast with the Black Lives Matter movement.
I think the All Lives Matter is a better way of getting our voice heard because it isn't just black people being harassed. It may be a majority of African Americans.
Right.
Verbally and physically harassed. But at the same time, you've got Indian, Puerto Rican, Spanish, some whites even, that are being harassed like that.
Right. And
if we just put one label on it, such as Black Lives Matter. Okay, that goes for the black lives that we need to do it just for them. But there are also other races that we can help prevent.
All right, I understand what you're saying. I never had it, you know, explained like that. So I understand what you're saying. Do you have any final statements that you'd like to make regarding police brutality or anything in that sense?
Let me see. If we want to be able to have our voices heard or to be able to show that we all can be together in peace as one world and one community, we all need to work together.
Because right.
If we're not, it's all just going to go to hell.
Right. Do you have any charities that you would like to support?
I don't know, because I haven't really been looking all into it, because I feel like if I look into it, there's going to be a lot of things that I probably shouldn't see as a citizen, because of my circumstances, if I end up seeing all that, I will probably end up doing something that I do, that I will be hypocritical for. So I haven't really looked at most of them, but if there are any, I would like everyone to go look at them if they can. If they can, go support it.
All right. Are there any platforms that we can find you on?
Instagram, you can add me and follow me at YoungBoySoCrazy. That's about it.
All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Please help me welcome my friend Allie Garcia. How are you doing today, Allie?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. So you already know the topic for today is police brutality and the, you know, the effect that it's having on the people of the young people of America today and our viewpoints on it. So I'm going to go ahead and get straight into it. 53% of voters say that race relations have gotten worse under President Donald Trump. How are you feeling about that?
I think it's 100% gotten worse, and he doesn't hold anyone accountable for their actions on that topic.
Right. Talking about race relations, George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, have cases like those affected your viewpoint on police officers and law enforcement?
I I think it's been a real eye-opener when it comes to hearings on the police, because you can really see that people still are extremely racist and they really don't care for the well-being of other citizens in America.
Right.
And it hasn't gotten any better.
Right. Speaking about George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, from those cases, peaceful protests have broken out. And from those peaceful protests, there have been rioting, and as a result of the rioting, there has been looting. How are you feeling about that?
I am all for the peaceful protesting. That is 100% okay with me. But what I disagree on is how people use protesting as a way to go and vandalize certain buildings and places, destroy shops and stuff owned by like small businesses, and they start stealing things, and that's not a way to protest. Right. You don't want to start stealing stuff because you're doing it for a movement, you know?
Right.
You're there to stand up for people and for people's rights. You're not there to start stealing things.
Right. From the peaceful protest and the rioting and the looting, do you think that any change will happen as a result of it?
I don't think any change now is going to happen, but definitely in the future, because there are going to be more cases of incidents like what happened to George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, and people will be just as upset as they are now, again. And I think whoever's next in office is going to hear us out, and he will understand it because Trump obviously doesn't now.
Right. Staying on, you know, the rioting and the protest, have you heard about the Captain David Dorn situation?
I haven't heard that much about him yet.
Well, Captain David Dorn was a 77-year-old African-American who served 38 years with the St. Louis PD, and he was shot and killed by looters while protecting his friend's pawn shop. How are you feeling about that?
That's not right at all. I don't think that anybody should be killing anybody at the protest, and if they are, they're just acting out almost like it's for fun.
Right.
You know?
Right.
If you're protesting, there's no reason for any violence, and I really disagree on how the police are taking this, too. Because peaceful protesters shouldn't be shot with rubber bullets, tear gas, and such, and none of that should be a thing.
Right. Shifting a little bit, how do you feel about the All Lives Matter of movement in contrast with the Black Lives Matter movement?
I do think all lives matter, but I don't think anything should be in contrast or going against another movement. Mm-hmm. Because right now we're focusing on Black lives. And that's what needs to matter the most right now. There shouldn't be any other movements like White Lives Matter and stuff. People shouldn't be trying to see which race is superior and who gets most media, like, attention in the spotlight.
Right.
It should just be the people coming together and helping each other out and working against the government and the people who are silencing us and corrupting us and such.
Right. How do you think, personally, that police brutality can be prevented?
I don't think it can be prevented. I think people need to definitely be held accountable for their actions 24/7. Even if it was a small incident, if it was something big, it shouldn't be hidden. The case shouldn't be closed or gone cold. Everything should be heard and spoken about, and nobody should be kind of like, what's it called?
Silence.
I guess. Yeah, nobody should be violent, and nobody should be like, oh, okay, well, since you're you, like, you can just, you know,
right. I understand what you're saying. All right, so finally, do you have any charities that you support?
I don't know any specifically. I know there's a lot of charities and numbers and phone calls that you can call, or numbers that you can call to help support. And there's a lot of petitions out there that you should definitely sign, because it's free to sign. I know most people can't donate straight out of the money from their pocket, but everyone can most definitely sign something.
Right.
You call them or text the number.
Right. And are there any platforms that we can find you on?
You can find me on Instagram at honey_mustard_1704. That's about it.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Here's my viewpoint on the subject. He kneeled on George Floyd's neck while George was begging for him to stop. While George was calling out for his mother, while George was loudly and clearly yelling out that he couldn't breathe, all over a $20 bill that turned out to be real. Derek Chauvin, the man who tortured, killed, and murdered George Floyd in broad daylight, doesn't ever deserve to be free. This story itself reminds me of another story where a black man was falsely accused of a crime. That man was tortured by two white men, tied to a cotton gin, and then thrown into a river. That man's name is Emmett Till. He was the victim of a lynching, and George Floyd is the victim of a modern-day lynching. And people have the nerve to say that not all cops are bad. Well, we don't know which ones are. They see a hairbrush, wallet, skills, and driver's license and conveniently mistake it for a gun. When in all reality, they saw the color of our skin and decided we were not worth living. People who do not deserve it are being stopped, arrested, charged, imprisoned, and killed by officers who do deserve it. Black moms have to worry about their sons making it back home safe, not from the risk of gangs or a car accident. That they are going to be killed by the very men and women who are sworn in to protect them. And here's the bottom line of it. If you're so scared that you can mistake something for a gun, if you're so scared that you could shoot before you think, if you're so scared that you have to cut off the airflow to a man who never resisted arrest, if you're so scared, then you shouldn't be a police officer. It's a dangerous job and you knew it, but you're scared of the wrong people.